This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Oil field equipment that emits smog causing pollution would be targeted by New Mexico environmental regulators under a new proposed rule. The State Environment Department released the proposal today, marking the next step in a process that started nearly 2 years ago to curb emissions across the oil and natural gas sector. The state created a working group made up of industry, environmentalists, and other experts to help in crafting the regulations. State oil and gas regulators adopted separate rules earlier this year to limit venting and flaring as a way to reduce methane pollution. New Mexico Environment Secretary James Kenney touted the rules as the most comprehensive in the U.S. The Environment Department opted to remove all exemptions from an earlier version of its rule that was drafted last year. The proposal also includes minimum requirements for operators to calculate their emissions and have them certified by an engineer and to find and fix leaks on a monthly basis. New Mexico is home to part of the Permian Basin, one of the world's most productive oil fields. Kenney acknowledged the rules will come with a cost for operators. Advocates for the industry have raised concerns about the rules pushing development across the border into neighboring Texas, which shares a portion of the Permian Basin. New Mexico's reservoirs are shrinking because of a persistent drought, and that has forced the State Parks Division to close boat ramps throughout the state. Officials said today water levels at many state park lakes are extremely low, and ramp closures are in place to address public safety concerns and to prevent property damage during the launching and loading of boats. People are still allowed to hand-launch paddlecraft or small vessels from the shorelines. The latest drought map shows much of the southwestern U.S. mired by the worst categories of drought, including New Mexico. While there have been more dry years than wet ones over the past two decades, parts of New Mexico missed out on last summer's monsoon season. Winter did not result in much snowpack, and the rain this spring has been far from enough to put a meaningful dent in the deficit. President Biden's proposed American Families Plan includes a federal tuition waiver for community college. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports on what that would mean for our region.
It would be especially impactful in states with the lowest levels of educational attainment, like Nevada, Idaho, New Mexico, and Wyoming. Rick Bailey is president of Northern New Mexico College, which serves primarily low-income Hispanic students. He says the waiver would help more of them meet the demands of the modern job market.
In the 21st century, a high school education rarely leads to a living wage.
The proposal would extend the same benefit to students at tribal colleges, like Fort Peck Community College in Northeast Montana. President Haven Gourneau says that would keep the institution viable.
The students would be able to pay their bills because a lot of them can't pay their tuition, you know, and we basically have to eat that cost.
Biden's proposal would be paid for by tax hikes on the wealthiest Americans, making it a tough sell in Congress. Many Republican lawmakers in our region have already voiced opposition. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
The Mountain West News Bureau is a public media collaborative, funding provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Federal land managers say a disease-causing fungus has been found on hibernating bats in two eastern New Mexico caves. The fungus that causes white nose syndrome also was found on the walls of the caves during routine surveillance conducted last month in Dabaca and Lincoln counties. The Bureau of Land Management says a team of biologists observed a white powdery growth consistent with the fungus on numerous bats. Laboratory testing confirmed their suspicions. White nose syndrome has been confirmed in 36 states, including neighboring Texas and Oklahoma. Officials said any new sign of its spread is worrisome because bats are vital for healthy ecosystems. Although bats themselves are the primary way the fungus spreads, possible spread by human activity in caves is a concern. Officials advise people to stay out of closed caves and mines and to decontaminate footwear and all cave gear before and after visiting or touring caves and other places where bats live. The Navajo Nation today reported 13 new confirmed COVID-19 cases, but no deaths for the fourth time in the last 5 days. Tribal health officials say the total number of cases since the pandemic began more than a year ago is now more than 30,500 on the reservation. The death toll remained at 1,282. This is KUNM.